You hold him daf kufvov on top. Tana Rabbonu, chalitza mutas ksheva. If you make a chalitza and you fool him, mutas means there's a mistake involved, still the mechitza is ksheva, still is kosher. Now the Gemara explains, what does that mean? Eizuhi chalitza mutas. What does it mean a chalitza that was made by mistake, with a mistake, and still it's kosher? Omer Rosh Lakish, Shurash Lakish learns like this. Kol Shoimrim Loi, if we tell him, we tell the Yovan, we tell the brother that's alive, Chalutz, let her make Chalitza. Hey, have Chalitza now. And by making this Maisa Chalitza, if you let her, like, pull off your shoe, and you let her spit, so with this, Koinso, you'll be marrying her. That's the way you're going to marry her. That's the way you make Yibum. So as the Pshat is, Posh, we're talking about a case like this. In a case that the brother wants to marry her. The brother wants to make Yibum. But she doesn't like him. She doesn't want him. He's not hugging. He's not fit for her. So how do we stop him from making Yibum, rather giving her Chalitza? Shurash Lakish learns that what you let her fool him and tell him, listen, let her make the Chalitza now. And by making the Chalitza, that's the way you're going to marry her. So what does the Yavam think? The Yavam thinks he's making Yibum. And really he's doing Chalitza. Shurash Lakish learns that's kosher. So Omalei Rabbi Yechonin said back to Rosh Lakish, no, Ani Shaina, didn't we learn before, we had a Mishnah before on Dafkuv Beis that says, Bein Shen Eskavin Hu, Veloin Eskavin Hi, whether he had Kavani, he knew what he was doing, he was making a Chalitza. But she did not have Kavani, she did not know. Bein Shen Eskavin Hi, whether she had Kavani, like in this case, she knows she's doing Chalitza, but Veloin Eskavin Hu, but he did not have kavani, he did not know he was doing chalitza. Like mamish in this case of Rosh Lakish. The halacha is what? Chalitza is the psula we had before. That the chalitza is psula is possible. Ad until, she yiskav nu shneim kiechot. You have to have both of them have kavani together. As both the yovim and the yavama both have to realize and know what they're doing. They have to know they're doing a mitzvah chalitza. And that's when the chalitza helps. But here, in this case, he does not know he's doing chalitza. He thinks he's doing a maisa yibum. He thinks that's the way he's marrying her. So, it should be psula. So, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan learns, this can't be the pshat in the braisa that chalitza mutas is ksheira. So, Morris says, right, this part of the kasha, v'yatar mata chalitza ksheira, like this, Rabbi Yochanan's kasha to Rosh Lakish. Like, how could you say, in a case that he does not know, still is kosher? So, Morris says, therefore, elo. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan learns like this. What's pshat the braisa that a chalitza mutas is ksheiram? It means, kol shoimrim loy. If we tell him the yavam, chalutz lo, let her make chalitza. Make chalitza with her now. But almanas shetitim lechom masayim zuz. Make it tonight, make a condition in the chalitza that I'll only let you do chalitza if she will give me $200. In other words, the same type of a case, that really the Yavam, the brother now, wants to marry her. He doesn't want to give her chalitza. So we have to fool him, talk him into giving her chalitza. So we talk him in like this, saying, listen, it's worth it for you to get chalitza ready, because tell her that I'll let you make chalitza now if you give me $200. So with this, he agrees to make the chalitza. And like we'll soon see, the locher is then that she does not have to give him the money. That's the chiddush. Chalitza mutas means even though she does not do the commission and give the money, still the chalitza is kshera. Let's just see, we'll soon explain why. Let's just see a little bit more. Mor says, Tani Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. That chalitza mutas kshera. That if you make a mistake, if you fool him by the chalitza, still the chalitza is kshera. Now, Ezu chalitza mutas. What's called the case of chalitza mutas that you fooled him? Kol shreimrim. Anytime you say like this, Cholutz lo almanasha titin lechom machayim mosayim zuz. Like we tell the Yavim, you make it tonight with her. Tell her, I'll only let you make chalitza if you give me $200. So like this, the Yavim agrees to make chalitza because he thinks he'll get $200. And at the end he does not get the money, still the chalitza is kshera. Maisa says, Umaisa, once happened the story, be shachas by one lady, she nofla lefne Yavim, that she once fell in front of the Yavim, sheina hogin lo, that he wasn't fit for her. That's what all these cases we're talking about. Where she was married and her husband died without children. So now the brother that's alive is not fit for her. And the brother wants to marry you, wants to make Yibum, and she doesn't want. For your Amrulois, so we tell him, Cholot's law, listen, let her make Chalitza with you. Tell her to make Chalitza, but Amanasha Titlachomachat Masayim Zuz, but only on the condition that she'll give you $200. like this, the Yavam agrees to make chalitza not to be miyabim because he feels he'll get $200. And at the end is that she is not mekayim to tanai, she does not have to pay him the $200. So Rashi explains like this. The top Rashi says, even though she does not pay him the $200, chalitza k'shera, still the chalitza is k'shera. From the first Ksubas, really the Gemara Ksubas explains it. So what the klal is like this. The whole Tanai, the B'nai God of B'nai Ruven Garminan. All the halachas of Tanai, that you're allowed to make a condition on something, we learn it out from the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu made a condition with B'nai God of B'nai Ruven, that they wanted to have a Yerusha and Eretz Gilad. So Moshe told them, only if you go to fight and conquer the rest of Eretz Yisrael, then you could keep the Eretz Gilad. Now, the Moros Rashi says, real to Gemara Ksubis, that the chol tonight, the loyev shalasa sayedei shliach, kagoin chalitza ain't tonight moyobo. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu, the tonight he made was sayedei shliach. He gave it over to Yoshua. Yoshua was the shliach to make sure that Bnei God of Bnei Reuben will fight and conquer Eretz Yisrael for the rest of the Klal Yisrael, and then they'll get Eretz Gilad. So the kids say, where does a Tanai help? Where can you make a condition on something that you're an owner of it, you're a Bailam of it, that you can make a Shliach, somebody else do it for you? Lamasha, when you want to marry your wife, or you want to give your wife a get, by Kedushin and by Gershin, there's a lach of a Shliach, that if the husband wants to, you can make a Shliach, make a messenger, somebody else give her the get, or else somebody else can make the Kedushin for him. So any case that you can make a Shliach, then the lach is allowed to make a Tanai. So by Kedushin, you could marry your wife, Al-Manasa, she'll give you $200. And there, if she doesn't give you the $200, the Kedushin is not Chal. You can give a get to your wife, Al-Manasa, she'll give you $1 million. And if she doesn't give you the money, the Gerushin is not Chal. Because there, it's something that could be done by a day of Shliach. Therefore, the Baal has the power to make a Tanai. He can make a Tanai condition that it's only going to be Chal if you do what you're supposed to. Mashenken Chalitza is not Shaykh Adei Shliach. Chalitza, the Yovim himself has to be there, and she has to do it. Nobody else can do it. Therefore, you can't make it, since you can't make a Shliach, therefore there's no loch of a Tanai. So even though the Yovim spoke out, I'm only making a Chalitza now, Al-Manasha give me $200, we say, so what? He has no right to make the Tanai, and therefore the Chalitza's Chal is kosher, even though she does not pay back the money. And there's, like with the Hezbollah, like we just said, that is an Indian of Bailas. That something you're an owner of that thing, like Lamashal, Gerishon, or Kedushin, that you could even make a Shliach, that shows you're an owner of it, therefore you can make a Tanai. But something that you're not an owner, you're not a Bailam, like Chalitza, you can't make a Tanai. Because we know the Achronim is the Kasher, or some people that are Noig, in the morning by Krishma, they make a Tanai. They say Krishma early. Like Lamashal, in the morning, there are two Zmanah for Krishma. There's the Morgan of Rom Zmanah, let's say now is around 8:44, around now. And then you have the Grozman, which is around 9:20, 9:25 now. So let's say somebody only gets to shul, and in shul they say Krishma first at 8:15. So they yoit to the second Zman. But he wants to say Krishma earlier to be yoit to the first Zman. So if he says Krishma before davening, like he should say with the Tanai. Because saying it before davening is not so good, because you're not saying it with the brachas, like you're not doing the mitzvah really the way you're supposed to. What some people do is they say it early in the morning before davening with the Tanai, and they say like this: if the halacha is like the Magen Avraham, that the first Zman is the time, so I want to be yetzer to the mitzvah's Krishma now. Because according to the Magen Avraham, if you say it later, you're not yetzer to the mitzvah. But you make a Tanai, if the halacha is like the Gur, that really I could say Krishma later, so then the first Krishma I said in the morning, I don't want that to be the mitzvah. Because if that is really the mitzvah, you can't say Krishma twice. The first time you say it, you're doing the mitzvah. And the first time you're saying it, it's not so good because you're not saying the Brichas Krishma with it. So therefore, if you could be Yetzah the Krishma, you'd much rather be Yetzah the second Zman in Shul. But, and the Tzad Alokha is like the Mogan Avram, the first Zman of the Yikah, you want to be Yetzah with your first Krishma. Now some people say Krishma earlier with a Tanai, and they say like this again, that if the Zman is like the Mogan Avram, we want the first Krishma to be the mitzvah, if not the second one. So the question Achreinim asks is, how can you make it tonight? L'chur, you can't make a shliach to say Krishma for you. Krishma also is something you can't make a shliach. So l'chur, you shouldn't be able to make it tonight. So l'chur, the first time you say Krishma, that should be the mitzvah, and then it's not so good, because you're not saying the brichas Krishma then. So some Achreinim want to answer, it's not shver, Because the pshat is that by krishma, you're an owner of it. Like you're the bailim. It's your mitzvah. There's a different halacha that the mitzvah of krishma is that you have to say it yourself. Nobody else could say it for you. But it's not a chsarim, like you're not a bailim, you're not an owner of it. By chalitza, you see chalitza is different than gerushin. By a get, you can make a shliach. By chalitza, you can't make a shliach. So that shows that there's something wrong with chalitza, you're not that much of an owner of it, therefore you can't make a tanai. Mashenke, the mitzvah of kriyashma, it's your mitzvah. Nobody else does it for you. Just halacha, the mitzvah is, you have to do it. So there's not a chsarim and bailus of the mitzvah, therefore it could be that you could make a tanai when you say kriyashma. So therefore, that's the Yetzer. You should say Kriya Shema now, earlier, and make it tonight, that if the loch is like the Magen Avraham, this should be the mitzvah. If the loch is like the Gro, that you could be Yetzer Mitzvah Kriya Shema later, you do not want the first Kriya Shema to be the Shem Mitzvah. Right, the Bakor Pona by Chalitza, the Gemara says, you're not let, a tonight is not Chal. Even though you made it on a condition, the condition doesn't mean anything. The Chalitza is still kosher. Yeah. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says again, this was the case here, Mice again. The Mice was, they came in front of Rabbi Chiya and asked him, what's the halacha? That the Yavim made chalitza but with a tanai, and she did not pay the money. And he says, still is kosher, like we're saying, even though she did not pay the money, the chalitza is still kosher. Gemara says, "Who the Yos Lakaim with Rabbi Chiya Baraba?" Once happened a case also of a Yovim came in front of Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Oh, my Lord! So they said to her, "Biti, like my daughter, Amoidi, stand up." So Amoidi Pasha means that Rabbanan told her, "Make Yibum. Your husband just died. There's a brother that's still alive right now. So let him make Yibum." Omra Laime. So the mother said, "You should know Yeshivasa Zui Amidosa." By my daughter, it's better off if she sits down. In other words, it's better off if she does not have Yibum. In other words, she's saying that this Yibum, this brother now, he's not such a good person. He's not a hugging. He's not a person that's hugging. I don't want my daughter to marry him. Is Omar law your datalei? So we asked her. Do you know the brother at all? Omrule in yes, I know the brother. And the thing is like this. Mamoinuhu de chazala. You know why the brother wants to marry her? Because he knows that she's very rich. And he wants to eat up all the money. That's why he wants to marry her. Even though the shidduch is not a good shidduch, really he knows it's not going to be good, they'll be fighting all day. But for the money's sake, it's worth it for him. Is Omar lo? So the Rabbi Chiya asked her, L'nich l'cho, like, do you like him or not? Or Omar lo? She said back, no, I don't want to marry, I don't want to have Yibum with this brother-in-law. Is Omar lo? So what they did is, Cholitz law, so in other words, it's a case like we said before, that he is stubborn, he wants to make Yibum. He doesn't want to give Chalitza. She wants to get Chalitza. So what do we do to make him give Chalitza? So Rabbi Chiya did like this. Omale, he told him, Cholitz law, let's make Chalitza now, and you should know, by making Chalitza, that's the way you're going to marry her. We mamash fooled him. We fooled the Yovan by telling him, make Chalitza, and that's the way you're going to marry her. After he agreed, so they made the chalitza, and now we know that now that she made a chalitza, it's no good. Is Omalei, we tell him like this, Hashta minoch ifsalolo, that from you she became posel. In other words, this chalitza like we had before is not kosher. Because since he did not have kavana to make chalitza, we had before, unless both of them have kavana, the chalitza is not chal. So since here he did not have kavana to make chalitza, the chalitza is not chal. But like we learned before, midrabbana the chalitza means something that him the yavam cannot make yibum. He's not allowed to marry her anymore. That's what we told him now. You should know from you she's posel. So therefore cholitzlo chalitza mal yisor ki hecha de tishtar yali alma. You might as well give her now another chalitza. That you and her both know you're doing chalitza, in order to kopon him, let her get married to other people. Like to you, it's too late anyway, she can't marry you anymore. So now, you might as well make a good chalitza. That's the way we fooled the Yavam into making chalitza. Right, another case is, Bas Chamua de Rav Papa, the daughter of Rav Papa's father-in-law. Nofel of Nayavam, it happened that her husband died, and she became a Yavama, she fell in front of her brother-in-law. And Shein Hogan-law, again, the brother-in-law was not such a nice person, and the shidduch wasn't a good shidduch. And again, he wanted Badafka to marry her, but she did not want to. So what was the etz? How could we stop him? Izos l'kaimed Abaya. So they brought the case in front of Abaya. Omalei, so Abaya told the Yovim, Cholotzlo. Abaya again fooled the Yovim, and told the Yovim, make chalitza, uvekach atakoinso. And by making chalitza, that's the way you're going to make yibum. Like we fool the Yovim, we tell them, listen, go make chalitza now, and this is the way you marry her. And it came out, he made chalitza and finished. So Omalei, Rav Papa said back to Abaya, this is Rav Papa's mishpacha. Don't you agree to what Rav Yochanan said before? That in this case, it's not a good chalitza? If you fool the Yovim, and the Yovim does not have kavona to make chalitza, the chalitza is psula. So what kind of etzus is this to make fool the Yovim to think he's making yibum now? So Abaya said back, what should have I done? What should have I done? Omalei, so Rav Papa said back like this. This would have been a better etzah. You should have told him that, good, you want to marry her. Why? Because you want the money. So you want to do better. Make chalitza, but ask her for a lot of money. Cholitzlo, make chalitza with her, but amanas, make in condition, that she should have to give you 200 zuz. And then, labos of the cholitzlo, so that was the case, after they made chalitza, omalo zil havle. So the query, after he made chalitza, now he went to her and said to her, listen, you said you'd give me $200, where's my money? Omalei, so she's allowed to say back to him, Mishatani b'cho. You should know I fooled you. I played a joke on you. Of the late. That's what I did to you. And where's the raya? You could do such a thing like this. In other words, up until now we learned the chalitza's k'sherim mitzad adin. The tanai is not chal mitzad adin, so the chalitza's kosher. The Shiloh is though, but she said, Al dinim omnis, she promised to give $200. So how come she doesn't have to pay the money she promised? The Torah says, that's not called a promise. That's called Mishatani Bechor. She has a right to say, I fooled you. She never meant it in the first place. And in a case like this, everybody knows she didn't mean it. She's believed. And the Gemara brings another case like this. Miloy Tanya, didn't we learn like this?
What?
The Gemara says, Miloy Tanya, didn't we learn once like this? If somebody is running out of jail, somebody just escaped from jail, so the guy wants to run away as far as possible. There's a ferry in front of him going over the river. And the guy says to the ferryman, "Toil dinner. Listen, I'll even give you a dinner. That's a $100 bill. Vavireni, take me over the river." So in the mice of the fair usually is supposed to be a dollar. So Locher is, after he goes over the ferry ride, ain't lo yelis churay. All he really has to pay him now is only $1. The schar, the real pay he's supposed to pay. Why? Ah, you said you'll pay him $100. Alma, what do we see? Omalei mishatani b'cho. That the person has the right to say, after that first said I'll give you $100, I was only fooling. I only said it because I really wanted you to take me across. But not that I really meant it. So we understand and we know that's really the case. You're allowed a time to that. So you never meant to be mechayiv yourself for $200, $100. You only really meant to pay the fare. I just said a big sum because I wanted to make sure you take me across. It's Ochanam, the same thing here by Chalitza. Mishatani b'cho, Omalei. She's allowed to say what? Mishatani b'cho. She's allowed to say to the Yovam, that I said I agreed to pay the $200, I never meant it. And the only reason why I said it was because I wanted you to give me Chalitza. But now that he gave him a chalitza is kshera, mitzad adin is kosher, the tanai is not chal. Now as far as the money goes, she has a right to say, I only fooled you, I never really meant to give you the money. And she's allowed to say that, it's like a truth. So that was what Rav Papa told Abaya what he should have done. So the kids, Abaya saw that the Papa was very smart, was very chadu, very sharp. So Amalei, so Abaya said back to Rav Papa, Avuch heichu, where's your father? Amalei b'masa, he's home, he's in town. Ima Hecha, where's your mother? Omalei the master, she saw him at town. So Rashi says what he meant to say is, like Abaya saw a papa so smart, he's saying, how come you're so smart? It must be that you have parents that are taking good care of you, they support you, give you all your money, and you have nothing to do just to learn Torah all day. You don't have to make a panasa. That's why you're so smart. So he's saying, like, where's your father and mother? Like, it's because of them that you're so smart. So Yoye Buenas, vice versa, Abaya gave an iron horror in his parents, was schieben, and then takkele did die. Tana Rabban, look at a price like this. Chalitza mutaz ksheira. Again, if you make a chalitza that you fool him, it's still kosher. Get muta posel. But if you give a get to your wife, I'm not, she should give you $200 and she doesn't, havad was posel. Because by gitten you can make a tanai, and if she doesn't do the tanai, the get's not chal. Chalitza mushes psula. If we force the yavim to give chalitza, it's posel, it's no good. Get musa, if we force the man to give a get kosher, then it is kosher. For the Gemara, like, why? Hey, Chidami, what's the case? If we force the man until he agrees to give the get, for the Gemara, afilu chalitza nami, even chalitza should be kosher then. If you force the yavim, but it finally agrees, it should be kosher. Viloi ama reitzani, but if he does not say, yes, I agree, get nami loi, even by get it's possible. We can't force the man to give a get unless he says yes. So Gemara says, hachikom, this is what the price means to say. Chalitza mutas diyelam kosher. Even though you make tanoim conditions in the chalitza is always kosher. You can't make a condition in the chalitza. Forget mutol yerlam posel. When you give a get to your wife, there you do have a right to make a tanai. And if you make a tanai and she does not do it, the get is posel. Now, chalitza mushes. Forget musha. In the case where we force the man either to give chalitza or to give a get, zimnim kosher v'zimnim posel. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's no good. What's the case? If he says, I agree, then the get and the chalitz is good. Here's the case, even after we force him, still he says no. In such a case, the get is no good, and the word in the chalitz is also no good. The Tanya, we learned, says by Karbonas, the Pasuk says, Yakriv Oisoi, that he has to bring a korban. Malamir comes to teach us, Shekoifin Oisoi, we forced him to bring the korban. Yochol bar kochoi, maybe even if we force him, even though he doesn't agree, still we have to force him. Talmud Leima, no, the Pasuk says, Liritzoinai, it has to be willingly. So Chutzestira, what do you mean we force him if it has to be willingly? Hoketz, it has to come out to Tupsukim. That means, Koifin Oisoi Achiyem Aroitzani. We talk of force him, but until he has to end up agreeing and saying yes. Now the famous Rambam explains this, that everybody has a Yetzer Tov. And the Yetzer Tov wants to do good. Just the pshat is Yav Yetzer Hara that's stopping you. So we force you to get rid of the Yetzer Hara until finally when you say Reitzani, you want, that's the Yetzer Tov. A person really wants to do good. But Akopon, if you say yes, then that's called the Rotzen. So then by get and b'chlitza, if we force him so much till finally he says yes, then it's good. The same thing, that you could force the husband until he agrees, then the get's a good get. You know, when Bezdin makes the chalitza, Bezdin has the right to make chalitza, even though they're not makir. Even though they don't really know if this is really a yavam, if this is really the yavama, they don't know the people. Rashi, yavam v'yavama, shabol lefneinu, lachloitz. V'yenanu makirin boishu yavama. Niskokin lo bezdin chotzen. Still bezdin makes the chalitza. Like so what? Even though bezdin does not know 100% that this is the yavam, this is the yavama, still they're allowed to watch the chalitza. Hu adin mimanin afal pi shein makirin. When bezdin makes a miyun, that means this ketana, this young girl that's married, midrabonin, when she wants to get rid of a husband, all she has to do is in front of Bezdin, she says, I don't want him, that's all. So the same thing, when a young girl comes to Bezdin, even though Bezdin is not sure that she's married or this is the husband, still they hear the mean. Lefikach, therefore, en koisrin get chalitza, edim that are there, b'shas Bezdin, makes the chalitza, or the mean, they're not allowed to write down a get, they can't write over a document, like to have a proof, that chalitza really took place. Elin kein makirin. Unless the two edim are called upon him, they know, they recognize that this is really a yavam and a yavama. They know really this is the ketana that was married as a good miyan. V'yein kreisvin get miyan. Elin kein makirin, the same thing. You can't write the miyan, a get, a proof, unless you edim know she is really the ketana that was really married. Why? The chashinu lebezdin toyin. We're afraid that Bezdin will make a mistake. In other words, we're afraid if he gives them this document, now they'll take it to another Bezdin. And maybe the second Bezdin does not know the halacha that the first Bezdin can make chalitza even though they did not recognize them. So really the document doesn't mean too much. Because even the first Bezdin that made it was not sure it was really Yavam Yavamba. And maybe the second Bezdin will make a mistake and think, no, that since I see a document here, or get that she made chalitza, for sure was kosher. So therefore, you're not supposed to write up a get unless the Eidim know for sure that this is a Yavam and Yavama. Mara says, though, but Rava, the day Yavama, Rava himself says like this, that no, that ain chotzin elim kei makirin. No, Bezdin does not have a right to make a chalitza unless first Bezdin checks out to make sure she is the Yavama and he is the Yavam. The same thing, vein mamanin elim kei makirin. That Bezdin does not let a isha katana make miyan unless they know for sure she is the one that's married him. Lefikach, therefore, since that's halacha, kaisvin get chalitza. Now with Edim, see a Bezdin make chalitza, make a miyan, the Edim have a right to write up a shtar, afal pishein makirin, even though they don't know who this Yavam and Yavama is. Because since Bezdin did it, for sure it's true that they are a Yavam and Yavama. The same thing, the kaisvin get miyan, the Edim that see a miyan take place, they're allowed to write up the shtar now, this get miyan, afal pishein makirin, even though they don't recognize who these two people are. And we're not afraid to go to another Bezdin that will make a mistake, because you can't make any mistakes. Because since the first Bezdin, the halacha is, they only make the mean or the chalitza if they know for sure this is the Yavam and the Yavama, if they know for sure this is the young girl that's married to this man. So therefore, if anybody sees Bezdin does it, for sure it's true. So therefore, you're allowed to write up to get, even though the Edim don't know for sure this is the Yavam and the Yavama. Yeah, the Mishnah sounds like this.